The Goose Pulsar Wind Nebula of PSR J1016-5857, The Birth of a Plerion, by Noel Klingler et al. We report the results of X-ray CXO and radio ATCA observations of the Pulsar Wind Nebula PWN powered by the Young Pulsar PSR J1016-5857, which we dub the Goose PWN. In both bands the images reveal a tail-like PWN morphology which can be attributed to pulsar's motion. By comparing archival and new CXO observations, we measure the pulsar's proper motion mu equals 28.8 plus or minus 7.3 mass per year, yielding a projected pulsar velocity v approximately equals 440 plus or minus 110 kilometers per second at d equals 3.2 kpc. Its direction is consistent with the PWN shape. Radio emission from the PWN is polarized, with the magnetic field oriented along the pulsar tail. The radio tail connects to a larger radio structure not seen in X-rays, which we interpret as a relic PWN, also known as a plerion. The spectral analysis of the CXO data shows that the PWN spectrum softens from gamma equals 1.7 to gamma approximately equals 2.3 to 2.5 with increasing distance from the pulsar. The softening can be attributed to rapid synchrotron burn-off, which would explain the lack of X-ray emission from the older relic PWN. In addition to non-thermal PWN emission, we detected thermal emission from a hot plasma which we attribute to the host SNR. The radio PWN morphology and the proper motion of the pulsar suggest that the reverse shock passed through the pulsar's vicinity and pushed the PWN to one side. This was the Goose Pulsar Wind Nebula of PSR J1016-5857, The Birth of a Plerion, by Noel Klingler et al.